The feeling of joining with you is as always of great love and upliftment. I try to bring to you, my dear friends, all the hope that you have within your hearts for your lifetimes here. I wish to say to you this time that this coming year will be one that I feel you will remember. Because many changes are taking place, not only upon your earth, but in all of the universe.
Oh, several of us have indeed mentioned between ourselves that we feel this will be a very good year.
Yes, indeed it will. And upon your earth, it will almost be like a balancing against all those areas of trouble which are in your world at this time.
Yes.
Many discoveries will take place. People will become more aware.
Yes.
It will include not only your earthly skies, your deep oceans, but in the change within each and every person. Whether it is noticeable in all, we cannot say as yet, because as you know, free will plays a very big part in all of your lives. I know that these words are repeated often, but I feel it is important to say them.
Yes.
Not only will there be changes in medicine, but the greatest change will be in the human being. So there is much, my friends, for you to look forward to in this coming year.
Wonderful.
Yes. Very good news.
Yes. I feel that there will be a settling of many of the disputes in your world because of these changes. So be aware, my dear friends, of these words which I have given to you.
That's a breath of fresh air, because we have, over the last, I don't know how many years, seemed to be causing more problems than solutions. So finally, to have some progress.
Yes,
it's lovely.
Unfortunately, mankind has always pretended to himself that all is well. He can no longer do this when this great surge of energy will happen in your world.
When you say there's going to be a change in humans, do you mean that our vibration will increase?
Yes. It may not always be obvious to you, but it will be subtle changes. but nevertheless it is something to be aware of.
Yes. Thank
you. And people such as yourselves will be much more open to it.
Mm. Yes, some of us have felt that the internet is playing a part in this, and knowledge is progressing as a result, and I imagine this all contributes to a better understanding of how we should be.
Yes, it is giving people food for thought, as you might say. Mm-hmm. It is allowing them to open up spiritually, mm-hmm. to recognize that is the important part of the human being.
Yes.
Because too many still are unaware of this.
Yes.
There are too many who are listening to the voices of others, mm. when indeed they should be listening to that inner voice of their own.
Mm. Mm. Yes, sometimes we have felt there's a lack of government understanding coupled with a heading in wrong directions, while there is a great improvement in general people awareness.
Yes, that has been a problem, but you will find in time to come that those in power, and unfortunately it is power that attracts them to the role of serving others, mm. not because of the love of the people.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
But these things, as I have said, will alter slightly, only to increase the love and the light which should surround you all.
Yes, we felt there's been a love of power, as you say.
Yes.
Also a love of money, and I've actually heard the expression voiced at times, money is viewed as the god.
Yes, unfortunately power and money can go hand in hand.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Not always, of course, mm-hmm. but I would say generally.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is something to become aware of. But I know I need not say this to you, because you are already spiritually aware, mm. and have an innate knowledge of what is right and what is not quite so right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. But I wished you to know this, my dear friends.
That's much appreciated.
Yes. It is hope for your future, so I feel it is good that you know these things.
Mm-hmm. So presumably with more awareness, we will begin to take more care of the planet and maybe take a few more steps to stop yes. polluting.
Yes. There, as I have said, Earth has always been a problem as far as mankind is concerned. But if you look back in your time, which I do not generally advocate, but sometimes if you look back, you can see how much you have moved forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in doing so, you become more fully aware of what is happening in your own world.
Mm-hmm.
So, my dear friends, I say, look inwards to your own thinking. Look to your own hearts, and you will be guided in the right direction.
Thank you.
Yes. Yesterday, three of us attended a lecture on pyramids with special reference to the Bosnian pyramids, which are still not a subject recognized by our mainstream media. But it was rather nice to observe, I think, around about 80 people attending the lecture, and several of our readers came forward and made themselves known, and this was most heartening to us.
Yes, you do very good work in allowing others to hear what is meant to be heard. So, as always, my dear friend, we are grateful for your time and for your efforts, because without it, these others would not be so knowledgeable.
Well, Sally Mert, it is a joy for us to have the awareness that so many others are hearing and reading your words.
Yes.
Thank you.
It is indeed humbling. Yes. Now, for this time, that is all I wish to say to you. To be positive in your outlook and your thinking, and to see the results and the rewards of your efforts. So let us just sit quietly and then see what comes to you for the rest of your time here. We will endeavor to bring some people to you, but you must be open to them.
Yes. And thank you so much for drawing our attention to expectations for the coming year.
Yes.
I'm sure many will appreciate this.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I will take my leave and allow you to continue with your evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sally Mert.